Wow. Something needs to change. I should try thinking about something else because I've been sighing way too much these days. I can't let some random guy flip my world upside down. It's been two meetings. Two. Yeah, this hopeless infatuation needs to end. Or I need to do something about it. I am a mature adult. I should be able to talk to someone. But here I am, sitting alone in the cold at this stupid park, having missed two opportunities to do said talking. Well, maybe I couldn't do anything on the train, but in the freaking coffee shop, there was definitely a chance for me to make a move, and I went and screwed it up. Or wait, it wasn't me who messed everything up, it was you. You, with your dazzling smile and your damn winter outfits, just making me so freaking flustered, I can't even function, and oh my god, I'm like the saddest freaking woman on the planet right now. I think I need someone to hug me. Preferably him, of course. What if us meeting was like fate or some... Did I seriously just think that? Wow. I'm rational. I can't be believing in the magic or anything like that. This isn't some romantic comedy. This is freaking real life, where unfortunately, things suck. Even if it is real life, what's with these coincidences? I'm obviously not stalking him or anything. Maybe we're just that lucky. What if we're supposed to meet like this? Okay, how about this? If I see him again, then maybe it's a sign. And if I actually manage to talk to him next time, then... then we'll see how it goes from there. I'll still have to get through that conversation. And that's only if we meet again. These are pretty big what-ifs, huh? For now, I'm gonna try and forget about this whole thing. Maybe I can lose myself in this book for a while before I have to leave. Oh, great. Who's this? Why would someone willingly come up to me when I look like this? Listen, sir, can you not see that I'm trying to be sad and alone here? And what is this? Don't you know about personal space? Any normal person would go and sit all the way at the other end of this bench. Yet here you are, right next to me. I can even feel your eyes on me. Do you not know what subtlety means, you? You. Hi. I'm so sorry. I was kind of lost in my thoughts. No, you're fine. You're perfect. Oh, sure. That's... yeah. Same book. I'm not going anywhere for a while. So would you like to sit here with me? We could just read for a bit. Really? Wonderful. You're wonderful. No. I said... Thanks.